we met on a dating app called Poff, Plenty of Fish, and LJ had been lurking over my profile for a while, and then I messaged them, and then within three messages I was like, do you want to go and do a photo shoot at the German market in Leeds at Christmas? And we got told off for taking pictures, so we went and had virgin cocktails.
Yep, and then we got completely overwhelmed. Cheryl's friend came to meet us, but what we didn't realise was he was with a support group of gay men. So there are about 15 gay men there as well. So it was a bit of a date on display.
When we went to go, LJ wouldn't give me a hug, and I said, are you going to hug me then? And then you wandered off.
And then we both said we'd play, so we both walked away and we were going to play it really cool. And then within about 20 minutes, I think she texted me, and I was like, oh, thank goodness she's texted me, text back.
Yeah.
Wonderful. And you're going to get married soon?
Yeah.
In 3 months?
Just under 3 months, yeah.
How long have you been together?
2.5 years or something.
Yeah, so we got together November 2015. So yeah, 2.5. So I proposed to Cheryl. I spent ages making a book of poetry and prose and quotes, things that reminded me of her, and decorated it all. And then in the back of the book, there was a little envelope and it said,
Like a library card,
look here, and pulled it out, and there was an engagement ring and it said, marry me. But unfortunately, when she got to the back page, she pulled it out and she started laughing. And where I was supposed to get down on one knee and do all of the like the really romantic stuff, I went, no, I'm being serious. Like, really, please, I really want you to marry me. Oh my gosh.
But then we went to Paris the same year and I said, we're going to do it properly. So we did it at the Eiffel Tower.
So I proposed again properly at the Eiffel Tower.
Because yeah. I wanted a romantic gesture.
Yeah.
Maybe, LJ, if you begin by saying about how you feel about your gender.
Yeah. So it's a big and complicated, but essentially comes down to being non-binary, so not male or female. Closer to male than female, and I don't like being identified as female at all. I came out at about 24, 25 to you, so quite older, as not being straight, and then began talking about my gender probably a year or so after that.
How was that for you, Sarah, from the perspective of a mum?
Initially, no problem whatsoever. So LJ came out initially as bisexual, and I kind of wasn't surprised really. It didn't come as a shock, and I would love and support my children, whatever. But it has been quite a journey. I think LJ's somebody that does a lot of thinking and processes stuff internally and then lets people in. So sometimes it can come as quite a shock the next stage because I've not been involved in that thought process.
Yeah.
And that's something that you're aware of as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
So. But in actual fact, none of it has probably been a complete surprise. I remember having one conversation with LJ and then taking my dog for a walk and thinking, I think there's more to this than LJ's telling me. So I kind of intuitively have known all along, but playing catch up a bit, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think sometimes it's quite difficult as an identical twin to disentangle an individual identity. Mum was very, very good at allowing us to be individuals and having our own identities, but a lot of other institutions and places, schools and friends, you come as
the twins,
the girls, and having an identity different from that is quite difficult and probably
has made it a bit more difficult.
Mm. And particularly as my twin is straight, so it's been a little bit more challenging, maybe. Yeah, so I still have to get married as a woman, because of gender certificates and things like that. So I'll be we'll be married as, do you take LJ as your lawful wedded wife? And there isn't a way around that. But the pronounce, you know, the bit afterwards that we can control will be pronounced married rather than wife and wife or whatever. And we'll be Ferris Stewart.
So when LJ told me they were non-binary, I was a bit like, well, I'm a lesbian, but they're like straight. So does that still make me a lesbian? And then they had an operation and I was like, I was still unsure about it. And I'm still very unsure, but I'm getting there slowly.
A double mastectomy, so top surgery over Christmas.
It was quite a bit of a shock because I'm a lesbian and I like that sort of thing, but it's them at the end of the day. So as long as they're happy, it shouldn't matter really.
I think that's, for me, been the last 2.5 years since I've met Cheryl, has put me in this space of being so loved and so supported that I've been able to become myself. And telling people was terrifying. But I've never, from the people that matter to me, from Cheryl and my mum and my sister, had anything other than, okay then, so what's next? What do we do?
We went to the hospital, LJ's mum and me, and LJ was like, oh, you've come back, when they woke up.
When I woke up, I was worried when I woke up from surgery that they wouldn't have come back. And the fact when I saw Cheryl, I was like, I have to kiss you and hug you, you've come back. Because I wasn't sure whether she'd come back, but she had.
We looked up, me and Candy looked after LJ after they came back, and they weren't allowed to move anywhere, were you?
No. Yeah.
I still, having had LJ as she for 28 years.
Yeah, that's how old I am.
Having given birth to two daughters, I still very frequently use the wrong pronoun.
Yeah.
I work hard at not doing that, but it's hard to undo 28 years. But you know that it's not because I forget, it just comes blurting out.
My mum's side of the family still say LJ's dead name.
Yeah,
yeah.
A lot, and say she, and I'm just like, LJ.
And also, yeah. I've got lots of friends and church people in Skipton who knew LJ before, and who I haven't told about their transitioning. And so I find that with some people, if I'm talking about them, I still say Laura.
Mm.
And with other people who I have said, or maybe I've just said a little bit like Laura likes, is now called LJ. So I have this kind of split.
I don't know, I do too. I have a split personality because there's people I'm out with and people I'm not. And
when people go, what does LJ stand for? You're just like, just LJ.
Just my name.
Yeah.
So my pronouns are they and them, and that's as a singular what I use.
You prefer not you, or you is okay?
You is okay, yeah. So it would be like, instead of there's John, he's got a cup of tea, it'd be there's LJ, they've got a cup of tea. They like to run around with their dog. Something like that, yeah.
Or I would say to Cheryl, are they coming? I was talking about LJ, are they coming tonight? Meaning, is she coming tonight? But are they coming tonight?
Yeah, so it is. It
feels really weird.
It feels weird to start with, and then you get used to it.
But the thing is, when I talk about anybody, I just say they about everybody now, don't I?
Yeah.
So then I don't mess up.
I think my whole story is that of the support that I have from Cheryl and my mum and my sister and my family is what's allowed me to become myself. And I know that whatever fight I pick or I have to pick, that they've got my back. They're 100% there. Cheryl's there with me fighting for my right for my name change at the doctors, or there when I wake up from major surgery, you know, taking me down to surgery that you might not even fully understand, but instead of going, I don't understand it, I'm out, you were like, I don't understand it, but I love you, so I'm in. Mm. No, I know I'm going to cry now. But anybody that knows me before and after coming out would say that I've not been as free or as happy as I am now.
I would 100% say that, because I've seen LJ as a teenager and young adult through some very difficult times, and I said to her sister, to Alison, and to other people that know her, know them, I've never seen them as happy and as free as they are now. So that's got to mean something.
Yeah, but that wouldn't have happened if I hadn't have had that initial, right, that's cool, you're you, from the people I first came out to.